All right, GM everyone, how's it going? We have a bunch of questions today. So I think I'm just gonna get straight into them. Thanks for joining, everyone. So first question we have is from Swans. Question I had was, is the protocol used by CaminoSwap? The answer is yes, because CaminoSwap uses a bunch of aggregators, such as Jupiter and OKX and Dflow and I think a few others. And as far as I know, we're integrated by all of them. So, we are used by them through the aggregators. Okay, next question is CDL3107 asks, any thoughts on getting ALP on SoundGlass? Could possibly get some incentives from AdrenaDAO. Yeah, so actually, I did start a conversation with Adrena. They're taking a while to get back to me, so nothing concrete yet. But yeah, I think it makes sense because we have JLP, we have FLP, so. It makes sense to add another perps DEX liquidity token. Especially if they have incentives. I'm not sure if they have any right now. I didn't see any obvious ones on their website, but ALP sometimes has some pretty insane yield. Sometimes it says like 200% APY. I don't know. They might just be showing like very short time frame APYs. I'm not sure, but I mean, yeah, it looks juicy. So definitely potential there. We'll see if that works out. All right. Next question is from Jules55. What's the plan to make the APR great again? Can we sell assets and buy Lifinity below book value with the cash? So the plan to make the APR great again is to improve our market making algo, which is something we are constantly working on. What's making that difficult is that we're basically fighting against a black box, which is Jupiter's Juno algorithm. They don't tell us how it works, so we have to guess, and we have to basically find out how it works through trial and error. Which is why it's harder compared to before, because before, whether you were shown at the top in Jupiter or not was purely a function of whether you provide the best price or not. But now Juno is factoring other factors into that, not just the price you're currently offering, and that's what's making it more difficult. But yeah, that's what we're working on. And can we sell assets and buy Lifinity below book value with the cash? Yes, we have done that actually. We just did it this month, on the day that we distributed the revenue. So that's good. It leads to increasing book value for all holders. And we'll continue doing that, so. Right. White Turtle Bill asks, how is the team feeling about Sandglass so far? Happy with the results? Any new vaults coming? Yeah, so let's see. I'm happy about some choices, less happy about others. I think it's kind of unfortunate that we started with the staked SOL vaults, even though they're kind of the most obvious choice because they have such a large TAM. Total addressable market. Like there's the most assets in staked SOL. But the downside is that their yields are just so stable that people don't really want to trade it, so they don't really generate any volume. And that's what ended up happening. It's like, yeah, people were just not interested in trading those. And yeah, our main product market fit has been with the points markets, which makes sense, like, because that's the only way that people are able to buy or sell points. So yeah, like those are have been the best. But then points are kind of falling out of favor. Projects are using them less and less. People seem to be realizing that they're like perhaps not the best mechanism to get usage from your app. It tends to just attract farmers, and often once you end your points programs, so does usage of your app as a whole. So, but yeah, people trade them the most for sure. So, any new vaults coming? Yes, we will be launching one tomorrow, in fact. I guess I can just share it. So we're going to launch a Etherfuse Cetes vault, Cetes. This is like the Mexican bonds. So I think we're going to be a bit reliant on Etherfuse for this to get volume. I'm not very familiar with the TradFi. I'm not very familiar with the TradFi world of bonds. So yeah, we'll have to see how much demand there is to trade that yield. I don't know like how volatile they tend to be. So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, we're planning to launch that tomorrow, if all goes to plan. So yeah. All right, next question is from Alfro. Max Resnick stated on the last Lightspeed podcast that dark AMMs could be ideal for perps. Is this something Lifinity could look into? Yeah, so actually, before we were considering or started working on Sandglass, this was something we considered, was to build a perps dex. But we looked at the perps landscape at that time and looked at the yield trading landscape at that time. And there were a bunch of perp dexes already. And there were zero yield trading platforms. So we decided to go with the yield trading platform. Could we build a perps dex now? We could, but I think it would be extremely difficult to gain adoption given that there's like so much competition and they have such a head start. So the Oracle model would definitely work well for perp dexes, but yeah, I don't know if the advantage it provides would be significant enough for us to be able to overcome all the like the large head start that all these other perp dexes already have. So yeah, it's probably not worth attempting, in my opinion. All right, next question is from Nexty. GM, if the team believes there's too much competition and that continuing is too difficult, and therefore a fund distribution is necessary, would it be possible to do it as soon as possible to avoid dilution from the team's tokens? Are we far from going down that path, or is it something you're already considering? Well, as I see it, this is more of a community decision than it is like a unilateral decision that would be made by the team. The team would make that decision if it were extremely obvious, as in, for example, like we're not even profitable. If we're in the red, then yeah, I mean, continuing is just bad for everyone. But when you're in the relatively ambiguous zone where things are not amazing at the moment, but they could potentially improve in the future, then like nobody knows the future, not the team, not the community, so it necessarily involves some guesswork. And of course, there's always the option where users can just sell their tokens. You can always exit that way. But if the community at large would just rather Lfinity shut down and end, and everyone just get their value that's in the treasury and redeem their Lfinity for whatever tokens that the treasury has, then the team will honor that decision made by the community. But yeah, like so far it's not something we've heard people asking for, so yeah, it's like at the moment it's not on the table, but if there's a community-wide push to do that, then there would be a vote. Yeah, that's how I see it. Question number two. Have you given up on optimizing the pools and shifted focus to something else, like Sandglass or maybe another project? So we have devs. There is some overlap, but we have devs dedicated to Lfinity and devs dedicated to Sandglass. So it's not like one or the other. If you remember, a while back we hired some new devs. Yeah, we work on both simultaneously. We're definitely still optimizing the pools. It's just that Jupiter is giving us quite the difficult time. But yeah, also volumes have been relatively low on Solana, relative to like where they were a year ago or so. So yeah, that's another factor, but yeah. And question number three, is the team still as committed as it was 3 years ago? Yeah, we are. We're still working on things just as much as we were back then. I mean, maybe it doesn't feel like it, but I mean, we're still launching new Sandglass vaults. And Lfinity, we're continuing to make improvements, but yeah, I mean, obviously, our revenues are not as good as they used to be. And we're trying to change that, of course. But yeah, I mean, maybe it feels like we're not as committed because, like, I don't know, if you measured commitment using revenue, then of course it'll look like we're not as committed, but we are trying our best to improve the market making algo. So yeah, we are still committed. Right, next question is from Late. They ask, "Hi, RFQ seems to be on top 90% of the time on Jupiter Ultra. Here's some stats I calculated by using the Jupiter API. making requests every 5 seconds for the last 10 to 12 days. So the RFQ has about 95%, hash flow 1.76%, aggregator 1.5%, OKX 1.4%, and Python Dflow are negligible. Let's see. So Lifinity was only 1% on top for swaps for 10K worth of SOL or USDC. This is also getting reflected in the revenues. How do you see the team working on increasing the volume captured when RFQ is enabled with big market makers like Wintermute, etc., also in competition? On manual, it was around 7 to 8%. That's weird that there's such a big discrepancy between ultra and manual. But again, like they aren't the how their Juno algorithm works isn't open source. So like we don't know how they're making their choices. Let's see. So everything we're trying is by trial and error, because that's the only way we can figure out like what works and what doesn't. We can't reason from first principles because we don't know what their logic is. So we're kind of like groping in the dark trying to figure out how it works. The truth is the landscape is just more competitive nowadays with the RFQ and like so you have all the traditional market makers that maybe used to quote on order books now are able to use RFQ. And then there's a bunch of copycat, quote unquote, dark AMMs, such as SolFi, who are competing with us. And they're quoting very tight, even to their own detriment in terms of revenue. They still make money, but they would make more money if they quoted less tight, probably. But for whatever reason, they're quoting ultra tight, and so that hurts like all the dark AMMs, or probably like all AMMs. The reason being that they're quoting much tighter than is necessary, which is great for traders, but just means less volume for everyone else and for them. Some of the trades they make are just going to be negative expected value for them. It's just like too tight to be profitable. But of course, that's not true of all their trades. On average, they make money. So, but everyone would make more money if they quoted less tightly. Let's see. Yeah, okay. So last question we have right now is from Introvert Monkey. Quick question. Any APR data of the market making profit for the past few months? I don't have that data right now. Let me ask our devs and I'll try to get back to you later. If I had to guess, our market making profit is probably greater than our revenue from trading fees. I think that's usually been the case throughout the past. It's possible that's changed in recent months, but after Juno started, but I think it's still the same. But yeah, I'll check on that. And that's all the questions there are for now. Anyone else on this call have any questions? See, we got a bunch of regulars. Trabs9, CDL, Smitten, Lord Prinz. And Max. Seems like the Solana ecosystem these days, there's a lot of bullish developments, both in TradFi and on-chain, which is great to see. It's not really reflected in the price, I guess. I would guess for like macro reasons, with all the war and stuff, which is very unfortunate. But yeah, like Solana just like keeps looking better technically by the day, which is awesome. And then I think TradFi is recognizing that gradually. Like it just becomes more and more obvious that it's Solana that will, like, it's the chain that is able to handle all the volume, like all the TradFi volume. Like you can actually like do most or all of that on Solana now, and that's like Solana now. And Solana is gonna be like much better in the coming months and in the coming years. So yeah, that's very encouraging to see. CDL asks, who do you have to bribe at Jupe to take a peek at their algo? Well, Jupe is a pretty large organization, so maybe there's a lot of people. But I think the most likely outcome is if you try to bribe anyone, they're just gonna tell meow. And then maybe Jupiter would block Lifinity because we tried to bribe them. So yeah, I don't think it's realistic. What's up, Alastoris? Welcome. We're just waiting for any more questions to come in right now. Have a scammer. Exciting scammers in our AMA. Oh yeah, I should mention tomorrow in about 1.5 hours from the current time. Or I should say 25.5 hours from now, I'm gonna be on Spaces with Flash. I haven't really been told what exactly the format or anything will be, but yeah, they asked me to join. So I think we'll be talking about Sandglass and how we recently added a FLP vault, so if that interests you. Right, Max asks, I remember you were saying a month ago that you were preparing something new and you are auditing it. How are things going? Did I? Are you talking about SandGlass? Because we recently audited SandGlass. But I do not. Huh. I'm not sure what I said. I do not believe we're auditing anything. We were preparing something. Maybe a new vault to fix the situation with the algorithm. Yes. Yeah, I mean that's relatively constant. I mean even before this whole Juno thing that Jupiter is doing, we're still like constantly trying to make improvements to the algorithm to improve revenue. But yeah. Next product. I mean, I don't remember what exactly I said, but don't think I said that we definitely have a new product per se. I mean, like, as with SandGlass, we never revealed SandGlass until we actually announced it. Any final questions, guys? No, thank you, Smitten. The gratitude is mine. And a GM to you, sir. Smitten is my eternal daily GM buddy. All right, cool guys. Appreciate you all for joining. And may this month be an awesome month. Have a good rest of the day, guys. I'll see you in the chats. Peace out.